I used to be so broken, lost, empty. A heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening. But in your pain lies a blessing, a sweet and sour victory. So keep walking, 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 though it seems so far. No matter who you are, see, there's one thing that I know. Life, it can
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God this morning for just waking us up. Good morning to our international partners. Good morning to our partners that's in the United States of America, all over the United States of America. Good morning to my ADM family. We come before you this morning in one accord, just ready to break the bread of life and drink the living of water. As the songwriter stated, life gets better and better. You just have to walk into it. We all can attest to the there has been times where we just felt like we needed to give up. We felt like we was all alone. We felt despair, discouraged. We felt we was in a place of loneliness. We may have been in a place that we felt like we just wanted to just die. But that is when Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we hold on to his unchanging hand, and we do not let go, because he has promised that he would never, God said that he would never leave us nor forsake us. So no matter what your circumstances look like on this morning, I decree and declare that you will get up and you will encourage yourself. You will embrace the new dawning that God has poured upon you. You will sit and tell him, Father, I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be in the number, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning, Lord Jesus, and giving and allowing me to do things a little bit different than I did yesterday, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for just strengthening me, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you today. Again, we can never thank you enough. Our international listeners, our listeners from all over the world, for just allowing ADM to be your broadcast, to be the person that's waking up Monday through Friday, on Sunday. Sometimes you get double whammies just to be here to feed you, to be faithful servants of God. It's not that we're so highly, but it's only because we are lowly. We're very low. We're humble. And we realize that we are servants of God. And therefore, we come to you in all genuineness and all pureness. Minister Shakita, if you are on the line, please, let's go into a moment of prayer, please. Just opening up the lines, the portals to heaven, so God just can continue to flow into us. Father God, we come to you this morning, Lord Jesus, with open minds, Father God, open hearts, Father God, with a repentive mind, and repent with all repentance, Father God, asking you, Lord Jesus, to do a new thing in us.
Father God, as my sister said, we are here before your throne asking you to just accept
God bless
our
you.
Plea.
Sister, you can go ahead and pray.
Good morning, everyone. Father God, as we come to you this morning, giving you grace and honor, God, we cherish your love, God. We thank you this morning, God, for giving us strength, Lord, clarity, Lord. As we walk out to this day, Lord, give us the warning, Lord, that we need, and may we apply those warnings, God, that you give us in our life, Lord. May we heed the warnings that you give us in the present, O Lord, as we walk forward today, O Lord. May you grant us the knowledge that we need to press forward, O God. Help us, God. Help us, O God, to know your error, to know the error of our ways and change. May we bask in your glory, Lord, and may you help us continue to walk in your honor and your glory, oh God. And we love you today, oh God. We love you more than you should ever know. And I thank you for being a present in our life, for all things to come and all things to go.
In your name, Jesus Christ, I shall cherish you today, forth, and forevermore. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Minister Chiquita. Father God, whatever the circumstances of the situation, Lord, we ask you for peace right now, Lord Jesus, as we continue to go on into the broadcast this morning. We just ask you to allow us to decrease, Father God, and for you to increase, Lord Jesus. And on today, what myself and Minister-elect and preferably Apostle Temple would do, what he still come and tie both around the package with the seal, sign, and delivery. But in this time, in this date and time right now, where we need to be in a place where we are alert and we are praying. Colossians 4 said, but 4 and 2 says to be devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. And with everything just going on in the world, the pandemic, the elections, all the different, just all the confusion, the chaos that's going in, we may sometimes get to a place where we feel just like we're just so tired. Why am I continuously praying? Why am I continuously, you know, going before the Lord? Nothing is being done. My prayers are not being answered. And you know why? No matter how much I'm praying, this is happening. Just look at the news. This is happening. Just seems like things is just not changing. But the Word of God is letting us know to not tire out, to not tire out, to pray without ceasing. That's what I was, to pray without ceasing. And to do it, you know, if you have to have a right mind. You have to pay attention to your surroundings. You have to be able to discern different things. You have to apply wisdom to certain things so you know when your prayers are going up, that they are effective prayers, that they're not just falling on deaf ears. And this is where we're at right now. We're in a time where we need to be praying, constantly praying about the situation. You don't have to pray for yourself all the time. Pray about other situations just because you don't see things change. And then you have to have a thankful heart in everything that you do. It is something took place that you can be thankful for. Just the fact that you woke up this morning and was started on your way. Just the thought that you are able to have your faculty. You're able to go before the Lord. You're able to call on the name of Abba. You're able to identify that God is your healer. He's your protector. You're able to sit there to know that who you are to him. You are ambassadors in Christ. You are his children. He made us his children. And the fact that we're so humble, meek, we are his servants. And that right there is enough to be thankful for. But because all of those things fall in one category, we must pray. We must pray. We must pray when others don't want to pray. We must pray because there are some that don't know how to pray. We must continuously pray and pay attention. Some don't want to watch the news. I was one. I don't care to watch the news, but now I want to see the news. I want to know what I need to go before God for. I want to know what I need to intercede for. And this is where we need to be right now, because we're going to come up against people. And prayer is our deadliest weapon. Prayer and praises are some deadly weapons when you put those two things together. When you praying and you praising God because you're just so thankful for who he is. He may have not done anything for you, but just the mere fact of who he is, when you put those weapons together, you got one of the greatest defenses that there could be. China can't mess with it. Russia can't mess with it. The United States of America can't mess with it. All you can do is continuously grow into God, showing God that I need you, Father God, that I'm ready, Lord Jesus. Whatever it is, throw it my way, Father, because I'm going to pray and thank you in advance for whatever the circumstances and the situation is. I'm going to turn it over to Minister Elect Monica. If you're on, Minister Elect Monica, I'm turning it over to you so you can add to this topic as well.
Good morning, saints. Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. I say good morning with a big smile on my face because the Holy Spirit has really moved us into a good, into an excellent position to talk about how to encourage others on prayer. And we're trying to encourage you to pray, to be a prayer warrior, to be prayed up. And it stemmed because the Holy Spirit led my sister Anita to Colossians 4:2-6. And it's so powerful. I have to read it because we can't do justice to this word without just speaking it directly the way it was written. And it says in 2, devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and thankful heart. Pray for us too, that God will give us many opportunities to speak about his mysterious plan concerning Christ. That is why I'm here in chains. Pray that I will proclaim this message as clearly as I should. Live wisely among those who are not believers and make most of every opportunity. Let your conversations be gracious and attractive so that you will have the right response for everyone. And as that resonated through my spirit, when she shared that scripture with me and I read that, the Holy Spirit moved on me to speak one thing, and that was, it was really powerful. And he said, I send you out as sheep among wolves. I send you out as sheep among wolves. This is a scripture, y'all. And it's basically saying that God has sent us out as sheep among wolves because we are to go out with a pure heart. And when we go out with a pure heart, know that we are among unbelievers. Know that we are not with people that have like minds and hearts as we do. But at the same time, if we were prayed up as we were encouraged to in the beginning of the scripture in verse 2, we would have that mindset. We would be prepared. We would be praying about any and everything that came our way in that moment. That opportunity to, one, be able to witness, that opportunity, two, to be alert and prepared for whatever conversation came your way, that opportunity to be prepared to just intercede for whatever you saw on the news, to intercede for whomever you spoke to and you did not get a good report from, to be able to just intercede and just move ahead. Began to pray and knowing what you're praying about because God put it in your spirit to move on things with prayer. Now, that's a powerful mindset to have, and he's given it to each and every one of us, brothers and sisters. He's given us this mindset. He's given us this ability. He's given us this great anointing to be able to speak things, to petition him on the things of this world that we may have a better day. As the song says, there are better days coming, but how do we get to those better days? How do we move forward? How do we reach for them? How do we grab at them? And we grab at them through prayer. We chase them down through prayer. We actually ask God to move them into our reach, and that's how we manifest these things into our lives. That prayer is a key. That prayer is the power. That prayer is what activates a lot of our faith. And what's going to happen is you're going to see mountains move. You're going to see things change into the possibility, into where it's not the glass is not half full, but the glass is full in your mind because you don't see what's in the natural. You know what's in the spirit. They have a pessimistic point of view because they see the glass is half empty. And then some people will say, well, I have an optimistic point of view because I see the glass is half full. No, no, no. We as Christians, we see what God has the ability to do. We see the possibility of the glass being full. You hear me? We're going above and beyond because we see we're walking in faith, not by sight. And as we pray for things that are not in motion yet, we can move those mountains so that they can fall on earth. because whatever is in heaven, we'll be able to be on earth. And that's where we are asking God in our petitions for prayer, when we recognize things, when we're as wise as serpent and as meek as dove, we're actually witnessing and seeing things that ain't right, that's not moving in the direction it needs to move, and we're tools, we're vessels of prayer. We're interceding for that thing to come to pass. We're interceding for that peace. We're interceding, and we're asking God, we're petitioning God, Holy Spirit, to come our way, to move on our situation. Back over to you, sister.
And one thing about this, one in the book of Daniel, Daniel and the nation had a big major problem going on, and Daniel interceded for his nation, and as he continued to pray, he never gave up. He still went on with his work, that his moving, the work, the workiness, meaning that you're continuously going on, you're working in the kingdom, you're still doing the things that God will have you to do. You're still in his will, not out of his will, and you're just continuing to go on, and that's what Daniel did. And when Gabriel came to Daniel, he said, listen, your prayer was answered when you put it forth. I just got hooked. We got hooked up fighting. We got caught up in a fight with the prince of Persia. But see, one thing about God, God hears our prayers, and when they do not come at that point in time, we cannot tire out. We have to continue to still use wisdom in our life. We still have to continue to pray for understanding. We still need to be vigilant, looking around and seeing what exactly is going on. We still need to be in a place where we're discerning that something is going on, and this person may not be able to articulate himself or herself at this point in time, because they feel like that they have to sit and say this long out prayer. They feel like that they're not worthy to speak to God because they're non-believers. But I'm sitting here to tell you today, the devil is a liar. If we continuously utter, the word of God says that the Holy Spirit sometimes will utter for us. I mean, we need to just be in a place right here and now, like I spoke on yesterday, that sense of urgency, knowing that prayer changes things. A lot of people honestly do not believe that, and non-believers definitely do not believe that, because they have not put themselves in a place where they have surrendered to God and allow the Holy Spirit to lead them and guide them. As she said, that we are sheep in a place in amongst wolves. Look around yourself. Look around your environment right now. Daily, you are around somebody that may be in a place to tear you down, to just bring you down. But that's when the power of prayer comes in. That's when you sit and you pray and you start speaking things into the atmosphere, that decreeing and declaring that no weapon formed against me. But when you say in these prayers, or when you are quoting these scriptures, you have to believe that they will manifest. You have to continue to move. You have to be steadfast, immovable, and staying right where you're at. And where is that? You are praying without ceasing. You are in a place where you're saying, God, I know you may sit and hear the same thing over and over, but I'm just giving you a reminder. It's not that I have a lack of faith, but or you don't know what to pray. So you unction the Holy Spirit and sit and say, it's in my spirit. Something is resonating in my spirit. I don't know what to say. But because you are all seeing and all knowing, and you're everywhere, your spirit is everywhere, I need you to come before me. And when we go and we talk to people and we're telling them about praying and we're telling them about praising and how good God is, and no matter what your circumstances or what your situation is, you're able to really truly tell them these things because you have been that sheep amongst the wolves. You have been that person that you had to pray God for God to get you up out of a situation. You had to be that person that you may have been laying on your bed of affliction. You had to send a prayer up and ask God to move you, to heal you. Prayer is a deadly weapon. I'm here to tell you, prayer is a deadly weapon. I'm more than sure everybody that's on this line under the sound of my voice can sit and give a testimony how prayer has changed their life. Not one time, not two times, but numerous of times. I guarantee you that everybody has a testimony how God intervened into their circumstances because they prayed about the situation. And Monica, not only do we pray about the situation, we have to be into a place where we praising God. We're thanking him. We're thanking him in advance. A lot of us do not think that we have to thank God in advance. You know why? Because our faith is not strong enough. We believe that our prayers are falling on deaf ears. We're not in a place where we are bold enough to sit and say, listen, God, I'm coming to you, and I'm sending this prayer out to you. Please don't pass me by. What you feel about that, Monica, Minister-elect Monica? How do you feel about the prayer and adding the praises on with the prayer? How effective do you feel that is?
It's so effective that it's you activating that shield of faith in Ephesians 6, that armor of God, that complete armor of God. See, when you praising God, you're showing God that you know and trust and believe that your faith is carrying you into a position where he's going to move on your prayer. He has activated that prayer, and see, he's giving you the shield of faith. See, when we talk about Ephesians 6, it says that we get the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. But see, there's a shield of faith, and that shield of faith, it's not coincidence that the writer that God put on that scripture said that we have a shield of faith, because when you think about a shield, when you're in battle, what do? That shield lifts up. And it protects you when something's coming at you. But you also can swat somebody with that shield. You can destroy somebody with that shield. You can smash things with that shield. And see, even when you can't see what's coming at you, you cover with that shield. See, that shield of faith is something else. But see, what is that shield of faith in us for us right now? That shield of faith is exactly what Sister Nita was talking about. It's that faith to pray automatically. In an opportunity to come into a position where you can be protected or you can go to war. Whether you're getting attacked or you're attacking, that shield can go either way. But the opportunity to use it, that's what we're talking about. Are you ready to hold up your shield of faith? Are you ready to hold up and pray in the midst of whatever opportunity you in? And you got to praise God with that attitude that shield of faith going to work. Come on in, somebody. Help me out.
Absolutely, that shield of faith will help you out every time that you sit and you get to the point where you raise it. Every time you get to the point that it is your protection, you put that prayer with that faith, it stretches a mighty long way. And it reminds me where Jehoshaphat and his nation, when they were told that they were going to go into a war, and the prophet let them know not to be afraid and gave them explicit instructions as to what they were supposed to do. They got into a place where they fasted and they prayed, and when it was time for them to go into war, they were dressed, they were fully equipped with what God had given them, and their prayer and their praise was their power. Their prayer and their praise, as the enemies was coming up against them, they went out before the morning, and they stood out there, and they sang praises unto the Lord. And as they were singing praises unto the Lord, their enemies were being defeated in battle. And see, this is where God is right now. This is where we're at right now, where we need to be praying and interceding for people, in a place right now where those that do not know where they're at, those do not know where they need to go, those that's just out there wandering around in the wilderness like the Israelites, not knowing to sit and say, Father, help me. Lord, I'm tired. Lord, I need you. Lord, I'm thanking you, Father God. I'm thanking you, Lord. I'm homeless today, Father God, but I got a little room, Father God. I'm hungry, Father God, but I got a piece of bread. And then I'm thanking you. I'm saying hallelujah to your name. You saying thank you, Lord Jesus. You land on your bed of affliction, and man tell you that no, there is no more. But you have the power of prayer, and you have the power of praise to sit and say, Father God, not my will, but your will be done, Lord Jesus. If it's my time, Father God, I'm still going to go out with a bang, Lord Jesus. I'm still going to tell you, thank you, Father God. Thank you for the time that you allowed me to be here. Thank you, Father God, for every time you forgave me. Thank you, Father God, for your covering, Lord Jesus. And Father God, I'm just thanking you, Lord, because you are who you are. We have to, we must be in a place to pray about every situation and have the discernment about what you're praying for and who you're praying for. You got to first, as we talked about, get self together. And once you get self together, it's okay for you to go out and spread out in Jerusalem and Samaria. You go out amongst from where you're at, and you sit and you start praying for others, praying for those that don't know, praying for the believers, so the non-believers, because we want nobody to be left behind, and those that don't want to accept it, you just kick the dust off your feet, and you keep moving, because there's so many out there that really and truly do not know what the power of prayer and praise will do. They do not know what the power of thanksgiving, having a thankful heart, will do for them. God is a God that he examines our heart. He identified David by his heart, not because of all the blemishes that he had on him, not because of all the different things, the foul things that he had done, but God saw the pureness, the genuineness. He saw the loyalty, the commitment, the dedication. And David knew when he did whatever, the different things that he did, he knew to go and ask God. He prayed out to God and said, Lord, create in me a clean heart, Lord Jesus. Wash me as white as snow, Father God. He knew to go into prayer to ask God for the forgiveness and to change him, a transformation. When you're praying, change, transformation is going forth, but only if you believe. Only if you believe. If you in a place of belief, then the different things that are coming forth, the different things that we may not know, we may not see, if you're praying and I'm praying and the apostle is praying and minister-elect Monica, First Lady, everybody is praying, then we come together. We may not allow. We form a camp. We form a building, a wall that Satan cannot penetrate, because we're up, we're attentive, we're praying, we're dressed, we're fully armored. Our mouth is our weapon. Our mouth, because we're praying to God, we speaking those prayers out loud. We're allowing Satan to know you cannot come up into this camp, because the power that we possess, the power of prayer and praise, will make you flee. How many of you are in a place where you ready to operate with the equipment that God gave you, the equipment, the knowing, the understanding that you can pray yourself out of situations? And your prayer don't always have to be when you done got in some trouble. Pray and ask God for, or just pray and thank God for things without all the time coming. coming to him and going, oh, Lord, yeah, I did this, and if you get me out of it this time, I won't do it no more. Stop getting into that situation. Start praying when you wake up in the morning. Pray when you're just walking down the street. Even if you're not praying, keep a praise on your mind. Keep a praise in your heart and sing a song if need be. Let God know that you are, he is in your presence. He is abiding in you. And the way that you're showing him, you're talking to him, you're walking with him, you're communing with him. And not only that, you may sing a song. You might get up and do a jug because you are at a place where you want some change in your life. You are in a place where you have recognized that the power of prayer has moved you from point A to point B, and you ready to continue to go on down the road. You ready to ease on down the road and retrieve the things that God has for you. Open up your mouth. Open up your heart. Let the Holy Spirit lead you in a place, a place of protection, a place of knowing that if you're trusting and believing in God, a place where you can sit and go and be an example to tell someone, a non-believer, that Jesus saves, that God is a way maker, that he's a healer, that he's a provider. You no longer have to live this way. But what I do need you to do is recognize that God is a God that listens. God is a God that only do he listen. Hallelujah. He's a God that hears. And that if you start talking to him, if you start communing with him, that things can change in your life. And you don't have to sit and wait to see the change. You have an opportunity to say, Father, I'm thanking you in advance, because you have a knowing that God is going to give you what you ask. Now, I want to say this before I turn it back over to Minister Elect Monica. You may pray for something, because I don't want to leave this out. You may pray for something, but God may have you in a place that you're not ready to receive the prayer that you are asking for. But that does not mean that that prayer is unanswered. That does not mean, that means that you are not in a place to receive, or you are not in a place that God thinks is best for you. That's just how much he loves us. And a lot of people get aggravated. They get agitated. And God, especially the non-believers, he's not real. He's not going to do nothing. Look at the economy now. Look at what the police brutality. Look at COVID-19 rising up again. It's nothing being done. The devil is a liar. I'm going to call him a liar again. And let him. And we need to let people know that God is in control. He is in control, and you need to continuously pray for him. You need to continuously keep that shield of faith up and be able to sit and use it to fight different things off of you, and know that it is a powerful weapon that's added on with the prayer, with the praise, and you're adding on the faith. Back over to you, Minister-elect.
Hey, God bless this pastor. I'm going to intercept just for a second. Just jump in for a minute, just for a quick second. This topic, I'm sitting asking God, you know, can I do a two or three day teaching, especially in the season that we're going to get ready to enter in. I really want to do a teaching on it, because there's so many avenues and there's so many depths to where, people really need to understand how to get the power of prayer. Amen. A lot of times, you know, we think that the power of prayer is through intercession a lot, or consistency. You know, that just makes you a consistent communicator, but that doesn't make your prayer life powerful. And it's so many times people try to search power, or trying to search what makes their prayer life powerful, what makes their prayer life, how can they get a response for prayer life. I'm going to give you a little something just for a little bit, because I don't have enough time to really go into the depths. Need a couple of days really to break it down, to explain. One of your ways of the power of prayer, for your prayer to have power, is number one, is your relationship with God. The stronger your relationship with God, the stronger your prayer life is going to be. when you don't have a strong relationship with God, you could go ahead and talk to him all night and all day. That doesn't make your prayer life strong with a healer. You know, it doesn't make no force or no power. That makes you a great communicator, you know. And a lot of times people got to understand about the power of prayer and their communication. We know that prayer life or prayer is a form of communication. And a lot of times that's what people does. They're giving God a communication. But it's no types of power, no type of movement. They won't never see no effectiveness of their prayer life because their relationship in God is not intact. How would you feel someone trying to get you to do husband or wife duties, but yet they want to be your friend? You know, we got to look at that, you know, and they begin to speak things into you on a form of a relationship that y'all marry, but yet in your understanding or in y'all covenant agreements, y'all just friends. How much power or weight they will have on you to move or be dedicated to them, you know, to do something for you. And that's something that we really have to understand, and that's something that even the people that when y'all pray and folks say, I don't see nothing happen. Number one, I could go down and troubleshoot, how well is your relationship with God? I know we all believe in him because you believe in something. That doesn't mean you got a relationship with it. I believe in a lot of things, amen, but that doesn't mean I got a relationship with it. I believe in a lot of people, and I believe in their ability, but that doesn't mean I have a relationship with them. So number one, your power that comes from your prayer life is your relationship with your walk or your relationship with God. The Bible talks about Enoch, how Enoch, in just a very short passage with Enoch. Enoch, the Bible talks about how he walked with God and talked with God. Next thing you know, he done ascended up with God. Amen? Because why? His relationship with God was just so, you know, palpable. You know, it was just so top-notch. So we got to understand that. Another thing that we really have to understand where the body of Christ is still having trouble with, and I see it all the time, amen, that prayer is a form of communication. Number one, we are releasing a petition. We are releasing exaltation. We are releasing. So whatever you are releasing, something coming out of you. When you pray, something come out of you. That is one form of prayer. That is one form of a prayer life. Amen? So many people understand that one form, but that other form we're having trouble with. What is that other form? That other form is understanding the response. And it's different ways where we can, that we will get the response. It's different ways where the response and different things will come into our life. You know, one of the response, God can give you communication or instruction. Many times people try to place where who God talked to, where God talked to, what God is doing. If God want to deal with current events, especially here in America or wherever you are in the world, if he want to deal with current events and current things, guess what? He can use the media. He can use a news source. He can use different things because why? That's where they are at. They are in what the current events that is happening in the world or in your local neighborhood, your local towns, and your local different things. Sometimes we could be so spiritual high-minded to where we are not no earthly good. To deal with the things of the earth, you got to tune into the things of the earth. That doesn't make me of the earth. That makes me knowing what the earth, what's going on in the earth, for I know how to maneuver or listen to God or look for directions and different things like that. And we have saints, our directions, how we look for God, we just looking for him in one area. What is that one area? When I pray, God's going to work it out. When I pray, the mountain going to move. When I pray, by the time I get there, it's going to be all worked out and all fixed. But what about that other piece when you pray, when you get that ain't worked out because God is using, God want to use you to work it out, but we ain't going to know that God going to want to use us, or we get to that place, we ain't going to know what to do because we so caught up that God is going to do it. God want to use your ability. He give you the power to cast out the devil. He give you the power to heal the sick. And another thing that we have to understand, now that's one response. You got communication is one of the responses. Another response that God does do it, but he'll use other people or other things to do it. And by the time you get that, it's already worked out. God will use people to give unto your bosom. God You know, he'll use a child to speak your answer. He'll use all types of sorts of different things. And when you don't understand how the response comes back, or when you don't understand that form of prayer language, amen, you'll miss it all the time. You'll miss it. You'll start rebuking things that that is of God, and you'll start rebuking things that is of God, you thinking that is not of God. And you'll be rebuking God because you really don't understand. And I see that majority of the body of Christ, they don't understand God's response. They thinking God's response comes in just a prophet going to come in with confirmation and with this here. God gave me a confirmation on yesterday morning. God gave me a confirmation when God was giving the prophetic word about, you know, we got to be careful with the kids and different things. Make sure you do this. And next thing you know, on the news, they talking about herd immunity, where they want to affect the youth and affect them because they think they handle the virus better. And once they affect enough in the world, you know, the virus cannot do what it needs to do and all this kind of nonsense. I couldn't do nothing but just shake my head. So we got to understand the response that comes in, that comes from God. And we cannot be so, you know, just rebuking. That's why a teaching needs to happen. Number two, we have to be in the will of God, the alignment of God. You know, and this is the thing that people have to understand. You've got to be in the will of God. You need to be truthful. And this is something that we talk about, developing a relationship with God and develop the truth and all that. You need to be truthful. And so many people, they go to God, oh, God, I need you to heal me, my big toe. Well, God hear all that. But first of all, you need to be truthful, because you and your big toe, they had no business being where y'all need to be at. And because you want to go and be in a place where it's very ungodly. Now you don't mess up your big toe. Now you want to come back. Yeah. God, I need you to fix me up. What God looks like every time y'all go and get yourself caught up in some mess, dig a hole for yourself. Now we want God to bail us out. Now we need God to bail out a family member. Now we want God to go and fix it for us. You know, God is not that type of God that you go ahead and do what you want to do and go ahead and lie and all this kind of nonsense. Now God got to be the one. He got to be your bail's bondsman, where you got to go to him, put up a certain amount, my God, and for he could free you out of jail. We got to be truthful. We got to understand that we have to be in a place too. You are a spender. You got weakness. You got a drug habit. You got an alcohol habit. All most majority of your finances go to that, support your weakness. But I need to ask God to turn my finances around. First of all, you need to ask God, can he deliver you or send you to a place to get you some help for your finances? It can be turned around, because God got to deal with the holes in the bag, or he got to deal with the door that is open before he can start filling you up. He can't fill something up that got holes in it. God is a wise God. He ain't going to anymore begin to do it. So we have to be truthful, and we got to be truthful with our situations. Sometimes I pray for my family members, but I go to God. I say, God, you know they don't live their life the right. Yeah, God, I understand that. I understand. Yep, they got issues. Yep, they are dead wrong. You know, they are dead wrong. And sometimes I got to ask for the request, not on their behalf. I got to ask the request on my behalf. I say, God, I'm a servant of you, and I've been faithful for you. So I say, God, can you bless them, or can you heal them according to the petition I lay at your feet? Not in the agreements with them, because I'm not in agreements with them, because what caused them to get into that foolishness, it was their own stupidity. You know, and that way I can tell them, God brought you out of this one. And now you got to kick your doggone nose clean, because you're going to get yourself caught up in trouble. So we as peoples of God, we have to be straight up. And we cannot be with this wavering doggone. No, he's not. He's not. And like I'm telling people, God is going to make things. I'm yelling at every preacher's face and every minister's face. No, it's not going to be all right. It's not going to be all right. It's going to be a mess before it be all right if we don't turn the ear to God and listen to God and place and also listen what's going on. You're going to get caught, amen, with your deep spiritual self.
Amen. So we got to understand these different forms of prayer. It's so much more. I just want to just touch the surface with you all, and that's all I'm doing is just touching the surface. So you want a powerful prayer life? Get a powerful relationship with God. Get a powerful walk with God. Don't worry about that prayer life part, because once you get your relationship with God tight, right, and y'all, and you know, God got favor in you. He trusts you. I'm telling you, everything that comes out of your mouth, you best believe it's going to begin to move different things. That mustard seed, that faith that's that mustard seed, that faith, that little mustard seed deals with relation. That deals with relations. That deals with a walk. That deals with your loyalty to God, not a loyalty to anything else, but a loyalty to God. You got to understand, when your husband loves you and your wife, y'all love each other, and, you know, everything is working right, you know, not a petition that goes to my wife or my wife petition goes to me fall on deaf ground. I don't care how tired I am or whatever going on, that's what she asking for, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get, I'm going to grant that petition. Amen. Same thing with God. Why? Because of relationship. God bless y'all, sister Evangelist. Back over to you all.
Praise God. Praise God. Again, and now the bow was tied. It was put in the knot, signed, sealed, and delivered. We will patiently await 2 day classes, because we know that one thing about God, it is his desire to just feed us, for us to be in a place of knowing. And that knowing takes you into a place of understanding. And that understanding takes you in a place of application. And we do not want to make any mistakes. We're in a place where we are seeking to receive every blessing that God has for us. We're in a place to help those that do not know God and to allow and to lead them into salvation. So we do not want to make any mistakes. God is in a place of correction. He's in a place of feeding us the proper food, because throughout the years we may have had junk, we may have had the wrong dessert, the wrong course, but he is now in a place, if you receive, where he is placing you, where you can, that you can be prosperous, and not just all the time in a financial state, but in a spiritual state, in a mental state, in a physical state, so everything can come together and work for our good. So we're going to leave you today. We are so grateful that you continue to tune in with us. We are so grateful that you have elected the ADM broadcast, the blog, to be your place of nourishment day in and day out, and just understand and know that we are standing on the wall and just asking God to continuously pour into us so we can pour into someone else. It's about reaching out and touching someone else. I'm leaving you with these words today. Know that sharing is caring. You do not want to sit and hold the true, unadulterated word of God to yourself. It puts you in a place where you're so happy, you're so thankful that you have came upon a person that is full of wisdom and knowledge and is ready to relinquish what God has for you. So we leave you on today, and remember, sharing is caring. Bring someone else on with you so they can be fed and get the proper nourishment as well. So shalom, have a great day, and sharing is caring in the name of Jesus.
There is no shadow of turning.